Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Doggy's Llama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Llama and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, well, morning, Lum.
Yeah, morning, Ed.
Yeah, look, well, look out, Lum. There's a dog following you trying to get in here.
Yeah, no use trying to keep him out. He'll get in some way. Come on, Horace. Come on in. Lay down over there. That's right, Horace.
Horace? You know him?
Well, I'm getting acquainted with him pretty fast.
Lum, did you buy that hound?
No.
Just follered you, huh?
Faller is right. It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever went through in my life.
Well, he sure is a peculiar looking varmint. Look at them sad eyes.
Yeah,
he looks a whole lot like old Paul Warner, you know what? That picture he's got on his campaign poster.
He does. I knowed he looked like somebody I was acquainted with.
I know it'd be a shame if they elected the old Horace there to the state assembly instead of Paul.
Oh, they know for sure who they're voting for, undoubtedly.
Look at them wrinkles in his forehead,
just
Lum.
Like Paul.
Yeah. Is he worried about something?
Well, he ain't half as worried as I am, I'll tell you that. That dog, Abner, is a bloodhound.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you pick him up?
I never picked him up. He picked me up.
Huh?
The whole thing started yesterday when I went over to help Uncle Henry Lunsford track me down. Track down whoever it was that ruined that pioneer over at the church.
Well, that's you.
Shh, not so loud. I don't want Horace to hear it.
Well, what difference does that make? He can't tell nobody.
Well, I don't know where he can or not. I don't trust him.
Wait a minute, Lum. That ain't another talking dog, is it? You know, like that Grandpappy Spears was telling about... That one named Ben over there in England?
Oh, it's worse than that.
Well, wait, this ain't Ben, is it?
No, this is Horace.
Oh, of course, now, he might have changed his name when he come over to this country. Now, let's hear him talk once. How are you, Horace, old boy? How's things going today?
Abner, I told you he can't talk.
You said he could.
No, I never. Let me finish telling you about him.
Yeah, go ahead. This is interesting.
Well, yesterday, me and Uncle Henry went over there to the church to look around and see if we could find any clues. See if the fellow that broke in there dropped his hat or anything.
Had you?
No.
Well, that's too bad. That'd give you something to work on.
Well, anyway, Uncle Henry had this bloodhound with him.
Horace?
Yeah. Horace.
Oh.
I don't know where he got hold of him, but he brang him along and had him sniff around the pioneer so as he could pick up the scent and track down whoever it was that busted it. And quick as Horace got done doing that, he come right over to me and ain't left my side since.
Started following you right away, huh?
Oh, he ain't let me out of his sight a minute.
Well, I do, no. That dog is now there's a smart dog.
He even followed me home last night.
Huh.
Come right in the house. No matter what I tried, I couldn't get shut of him. I tried to shove him out the door, and he like to took an arm off of me when I done that. So there's nothing I could do but just let him stay.
Well, stayed all night, huh?
Oh, took supper with me, spent the night, and had breakfast. Yeah, Final jumped right in bed with me. I sat around and read the paper for a while, and he got to yawning, and I went to bed, pulled down the covers, and he jumped right in there with me.
Well?
Crowded me clean out on the floor. If I catch a pneumonia from sleeping that way, I'm going to lawsuit the varmint. Or somebody.
You say you cooked his breakfast for him this morning?
I had to.
Even that didn't get shut of him, huh? Those damn bloodhounds sure stick to their business, I'll say that for him.
I don't know what to do about him. Just gets more embarrassing all the time. No matter where I go, there he is.
Well, maybe you can outlive him, Lum. He don't look like he's got many more years left in him.
Well, if he keeps this up, I won't have many years left in me, neither. I tell you, a thing like this puts a strain on a feller.
Well, how about the dog? Think of him, too.
Somehow or other, it makes me feel guilty having a bloodhound trailing around after me.
Yeah, I reckon after a while it would make a feller a little self-conscientious having a bloodhound follow him around all the time. Well, what does Uncle Henry Lunsford think about this? Ain't he catched on to the fact that you're the one that him and you are looking for?
No, that's the funny part about it.
Well, surely, Lum, he must have noticed the dog following you around.
Yeah, he just thinks the dog likes me.
Oh.
Kept remarking how Horace taken to me all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, he did.
Fact is, he put me in charge of the Bloodhound long as he liked me so good.
Prez being in charge of the Bloodhound, huh?
Well, I might as well be. He's going to be with me anyway.
Yeah.
He said it looked like he couldn't get the dog to do a thing without me around.
I'll be a polka-dotted possum. This is a peculiar circumstance.
Well, what's got me worried, he's bound to catch on to this sooner or later, though. This can't go on much longer.
No. Even as dumb as Uncle Henry is, he's bound to figure that out long.
Hey, Abner, I've just got to study up some way to get out of this. I can't think of no worse disgrace in the world than being showed up as a man that breaks into a church late of a night and ruins their pioneer.
Oh, yeah, that'd be terrible. And if they find that out, well, they'll find out I was over there with you too long.
You know, I was just thinking, Abner, if I could get hold of that pioneer some way and fix it up again, I believe this whole thing would die down.
Well, why don't you go over there to the church and fix it up then?
Well, I just don't dare to be so working on it. Might give folks ideas. Wait a minute. Was that Irene?
I don't know. Might have been. I never paid no attention. Just a minute. I'll see.
Yeah, I'll pick up a receipt.
Hello, John. I'm down store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, yeah, just a minute, Uncle Henry. Here, Long, it's for you.
Oh, I hope you ain't found no new clues. Lay down, horse. Dad, blame it, I ain't going no place.
Maybe he wants to talk to Uncle Henry.
Get down. Hello, Uncle Henry. No, I ain't run across nothing yet. How's that? Oh, yeah, horse is still on the job.
I never noticed. I think that old Paul standing out there.
Yeah, he's still trailing him. No, but I think he's getting pretty close.
Close? He's might not in his lap.
Uh-huh. All right, Uncle Henry. All right. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. You never let Horace talk long.
Abner, will you get that silly idea out of your head?
Well, I'd love to hear him. I still don't believe he can do it.
Well, he can't.
That's what I say. Hello, Horace. Hello, Horace. How many cookies do you want?
Sound like you're talking to a parrot.
No, I'm talking to Horace, but he ain't talking back to me, Lum. That's the trouble. Not a word out of him.
Well, of course not, silly.
Just what I figured, too. He's a fake, that's what he is.
You know, I was just thinking, Abner, maybe you could call up the church and offer to get the pioneer fixed up for him.
Me?
Yeah, that way it wouldn't throw no suspicions on me.
Well, no, but what if they start suspicioning me, though?
Well, they wouldn't have no reason to. You wasn't going around town asking folks to let you practice tuning their pioneers like I was, so it'd be all right for you to do it.
Yeah, but, Lum, I don't know nothing about fixing pioneers. Don't know nothing about all them strings and them little hammers in there and all
well,
that
Well, you
stuff.
Don't have to know nothing about it. I'll be the one that'll actually fix it up. All you'll have to do is just get them to let you take it out of the church. Just get it away from there so as I can work on it.
Well, what could I tell them, Lum? They don't know good and well I can't fix a pioneer. You don't want them to know that you're going to do it, neither do you.
Just tell them you know a good place where you can get it fixed. You don't have to come right out flat-footed and tell them where. They'll more than likely be so glad to get it done, they won't ask a lot of questions. Better tell them you'll pay for it, too.
Me, now, wait a minute. I can't afford to be fixing up no pioneer, Lum. I ain't got the money.
Well, it ain't going to cost you nothing. I'm doing the work.
Yeah, that's right.
Go on now. Call up Brother Riggin.
Oh,
I
can't. That's
just think how everybody in the church will look up to you for doing such a good deed.
Well, I know.
I'll ring him up.
Well, now, wait a minute now.
Horace, lay down, for goodness sakes. Every time I get up, he's right on my... Here, Abner, take the receiver.
Well, Mom, now, I don't know what I want.
You've got to take it now.
Well, what do I say?
Just tell him that...
Oh, wait a minute. Hello? Brother Riggins? Well, I'm surprised to hear your voice. Huh? Oh, yeah, that's right. I did ring your place. Yeah, that's right. No, I weren't surprised. This is Horace Peabody, Abner Peabody. Oh, just only tolerably. How's yourself? Well, that's good.
Hurry up, Abner. Get out of business.
Well, say, what I was calling about is that busted pioneer. No, I don't know who done it. Hardly. I don't think. Yeah, but Lum said, I think I know where I can get it fixed up for you.
Good as new.
Good as new.
You'll pay for it.
Oh,
no.
I will. Well, I'd just love to do it, that's all. Oh, it wouldn't put me to too much expense. All it needs is just some restringing, and of course, they'll have to fix them little hammers that was broke.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they was broke.
Huh? Why, I don't get... Wait a minute. I better ask Lom. Hey, Lom.
What do you want to know?
He wants to know how I know that them hammers was broke.
Huh?
He said they never even know that theirselves.
Oh, my goodness. Now you've did it. Horace, lay down there for a minute.
All right, Lum, let's see you explain that.